Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, I hear you have a brand new rumor relating to an unreleased, untalked about game. I might want to put a pinch of salt on me. I'm just saying I might want
maybe.
To.
Maybe. Like, more than a pinch of salt, man. Like, if you've got a truck full of salt, that's what you're going to need for today's video. Because, yeah, yes. I didn't expect to be doing a GTA Rumors video today. Yeah. But when we were about to sit down and record another video, this just popped up. This is a new rumor that has come, by the way, initially from 4chan. There was a 4chan AMA with someone who was apparently an insider. That was taken down. Then a transcript of the original post popped up on the Gaming Leaks and Rumors Reddit. So that's where I've got this information from now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's apparently a big blowout about what we can expect from GTA 6. And there's a lot of information in there. But of course, you know, like all of the rumors, you know, around this game, take it, like Scott said, with a pretty big pinch of salt. But I'll get into the juiciest parts of this right now.
Okay.
First up, they say that the setting, at least in part, is 1970s Miami. Apparently the game will have a chapter system very similar to Red Dead Redemption 2, and the first two chapters will be set in the 1970s and will focus on Miami. They mentioned that the map itself will comprise of Miami / Florida, but there'll also be a smaller map, which was compared to Guam in Red Dead Redemption 2, where you go to there for like chapter 5, and it's a more smaller scale, more contained area. Mm-hmm. Also, they mentioned that there's only going to be a single male protagonist rather than multiple playable characters or a female playable character. And apparently they didn't mention a name, they only mentioned a code name, because they said that it would be a spoiler if they put a name on it. And they said to prove that they're going to be right in the future, more leaks will come out that will reveal this character's name, and it will be a spoiler for the game somehow. I'm not sure how that's going to work. They went on to say that the map itself is apparently smaller than Red Dead Redemption 2's, but will be more dense with more intricate NPC interactions. They have said that the campaign is apparently 60 hours long, and that the developers are targeting a late 2023 release date. I have a few more bits of info, Scott, but I will let you react to this just dump that I've set onto you now.
Well, my usual reaction, because the thing is, just obviously, the general reaction to GTA 6 rumors is like, oh God, it's another guy on a forum, it's another pinch of salt, it's another thing. But one of these will be right. And it's not like we're not going to report on them. So it's like, at some point it'll come true. And over the years, there's been Fallout 4, there's been Spider-Man. The idea of Spider-Man being a PlayStation exclusive was a massive deal, and we reported on that back in the day. And yeah, like I said, it's just, my general reaction is, oh God, it's just going to be the standard, oh, you don't even know, it's just a thing, it's just the clickbait, left, right, and so. Well, of course it is for now, but it might be true in the future. So that's my gut reaction. But this does line up with the map that's out there at the minute, the one that was doing the rounds, I think it was the end of last year, where it was like a sequence of different islands, and you would go between them in this little biplane thing. And the whole idea of, like, you know, you're building this drug empire, because that seems to be the prevailing theory, that they're sort of picking, they're taking a lot of the, I guess, the Scarface stuff that they had in Vice City, that they also tried to flesh out in Vice City Stories, which I always loved, which I always wanted them to do more with. Because in Vice City Stories, you played as Vic Vance, Lance's brother, and you could go, you were building this kind of quasi-empire. You were going between all these different locations and putting money into them and getting different money out of them. And I like that little sort of side hustle thing. And I feel like they tried to do a bit of that in GTA 5. But not, like, effectively, you weren't necessarily encouraged to do it if you didn't want to and things like that. And I kind of want that economy to be there. So in terms of the stuff that you mentioned, like, obviously the 70s setting, that's brilliant in terms of the things that I want from GTA, which is like a banging soundtrack and a general identifiable time period. I fall off GTA when we got to 4 and and 5 because it was more modern day. And it's not that I didn't love 3, but Vice City and San Andreas had such a vibrance and energy to them, and I like the idea of them getting back to that. You know, and it was always weird that they leapfrogged Vice City in the first place, or like a more 100%. Vice City style setting. So it's like, it makes sense to go back to that too. But yeah, the whole like sole male protagonist, like that would kind of suck, considering the potential for writing like a strong female in a GTA, like a rock star female protagonist would be cool. But yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic, but my mind has, I've been replaying GTA 3 in San Andreas recently, so I'm kind of just like, oh God, old school rock star, I want that, and I'm never going to get it again. So,
well, it's funny that you mentioned those older games, because I know we've been talking about privately about how much, you know, those older games really emphasize freedom, and you could play around with their missions in a way that you can't really do in the more modern day scripted focused Rockstar mission design. But one bullet point in this apparent leak does mention that the missions themselves will have more freedom and flexibility to approach them how you want. I can't imagine they're going to go back to the classic, you know, GTA 3 Vice City style of, you know, giving you an open-ended scenario that you have to tackle yourself. But well, that would be cool if they did embrace that a little bit in some missions.
Yeah, just super quickly, the thing is that because I don't play GTA Online. I played it when it very first came out and I didn't bother with it. I know you've played a lot more of it. I know Ewan played quite a lot of it. And it feels like the more I look into GTA Online now, it feels like they're trying to cater to the old school GTA player, which is just weird and ironic because most of us old school folk are playing single player only because that's what we grew up with. Whereas like if you look at the mission design in GTA Online, it is just kill this guy and that's all you get told, or go steal this vehicle and you figure out how to do it. That's kind of what I want more of, like in a way that encourages you to futz around with the physics or like mess around. I'm gonna jump in this 18 wheeler and I'm gonna bash through this giant facility and I'm gonna emerge with this helicopter or whatever. Like I want those style of thing, whereas like now in the single player stuff they just mandate those beats and it doesn't feel the same.
No, you're right. Like some of my most favorite memories from GTA Online comes with doing those missions with like either on my own or with like some friends or whatever. And yeah, they're pretty basic. Like you said, sometimes it's just steal this tanker, deliver it to this position. But there's so many opportunities for shenanigans and chaos that comes from that because you are like driving the action essentially. And I have some fun memories of like just doing those basic missions and them turning into these big set pieces that rivaled some of the scripted missions from the main game. And I was like, this happen naturally, and that's awesome, and I'd love to see more of that. So yeah, I would really enjoy a larger focus on that going forward. Although segueing in from your comment on GTA Online, there are a few tidbits about that in here. Apparently, like Red Dead Redemption Online and GTA 5 Online, this will be coming a few months after launch, but they do mention that it's going to be more grounded than GTA 5 is at the moment, because you jump into that game and you can have like flying cars taking you off from the sky. And, you can have orbital strikes that just absolutely decimate you, and it's ridiculous, and in a lot of ways it's quite pay to win because these things cost a lot of money, so they encourage you to buy shark cards so you can grief other players. Sure. And I think the community would embrace a return to kind of like more grounded,
like GTA 4's online a little bit.
Yeah, kind of. Well, even GTA 5 when it first started, before all of that Tron related stuff was like added in, so that would be cool. And makes sense. There are a few little points that they mentioned. They also say that a Red Dead Redemption 1 remaster will be coming before GTA 6 properly launches, and we have heard rumblings about that from other sources in the past. Apparently, Tommy Vercetti, obviously the lead in GTA Vice City, they mentioned that he'll be mentioned in the story. Apparently, he's going to be name-dropped, but you won't see him in the flesh necessarily. But, we were talking to Osley, our great editor, who you've probably seen on Chatty Faces quite a lot. He was talking about maybe that could be a reference to the fact that, you don't see him because you are an older version of him or something, or you're playing like a prequel. I don't know.
I wonder, because like in Vice City Stories, they did Vic Vance, it was Lance's brother. If the whole thing of like, we can't say the dude's name because it's a spoiler is true, then maybe it could be a relation of Vercetti. But I mean, wasn't he part of Sonny's gang back then? Like he was with Sonny before Vice City?
So I guess I cannot remember Scott Telford.
It's been a long time
since I've played Vice City.
2003 was a long time ago. I have revisited Vice City recently, but not again. It's alongside GTA 3, 4, and 5, so whatever. But Yeah, if they did like what he was doing before Vice City, I guess you get a more regimented version of that character before he goes across to Vice City and does everything, all the crazy stuff there that then invokes Sonny to come and call on him again. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that would line up with the whole can't reveal his name thing, but that would also be weirdly on the nose for them. Like, the only other characters they've ever brought back. I think Lance cameo is in Vice City Stories. Claude got his name and was in San Andreas. But like, they've very rarely done that. So it's like, that'd be a cool way to go, but that's also a safer bet. In a world where Dan Houser has left the company, if you're that sort of B team, whatever, becoming the A team, and you want to ensure it goes down well, then maybe playing that card and tying it in directly with the main character is an easier way to make sure the fans get on board. Even though only like 10 people are aware that Dan Houser left anyway. So it's like, you never know.
They do have a few things to say about Dan Houser on this. Apparently, according to this leak, again, big grain of salt, big salt there, putting of salt on there. Dan Houser apparently wrote the general outline, but obviously didn't write the script. That all came after he left. And apparently they mentioned that he was burnt out from Red Dead Redemption's like intense crunch period. You know, like, even those writers at the time, they were coming out and saying they were doing 100-hour weeks on the writing the story and stuff. Mm-hmm. But they do mention that he could potentially come back in the future. Again, don't know how reliable any of this stuff is. That kind of sounds a bit weird and suspect to me. I think, yeah, for me, it feels like he's done and has moved on. But who knows, you know, strange things have happened, Scott Telford.
It's true. I mean, the Dan Houser thing, like, for me, he is the reason that he is the reason that GTA blew up so much. But you look at his writing credits, you look at the way that he changed his writing style over time. And like, I did a whole video on how I think he bowed out pretty damn gracefully with Red Dead 2. And all the thematics, all the messaging that's in Red Dead 2, this idea that you can't be this lawless individual anymore, representing old school GTA. Because old school GTA, if you go back to them now, are just ridiculous. Like, Vice City opens with the porn star on the boat called Candy Sucks, and it's like, let's go do a bunch of missions with her. And it's like, yeah, they definitely, you know, reined things in over time. But if you're someone who grew up with those things and you've done those projects back to back, then I understand the need, as you grew up as well, it's like a 20-year period, he matured to be like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with GTA. I've said my piece on what I think I'm saying about the industry and censorship and everything else with Red Dead. And he's done. So yeah, for me, the outline's cool, but I would be amazed if he ever came back, because as far as I'm concerned, he had a masterful I'm done style thing and a hell of a run in the first place to even get to that point.
I mean, now that we've said this, he's definitely coming back, you know what I mean? It's going to have video evidence of you just being like, he's never coming back. It's not
happening. There's a post on 4chan and in a pinch of salt, but he might be coming back.
Tomorrow's news video is going to be Dan Houser's back at Rockstar. I just feel it in my bones. That's pretty much it. There was a couple more tidbits about examples of how the new NPC integration is going to work. Like, we reported on that patent that was filed a while ago about them being more lifelike. They mentioned that people will comment on your clothes, that people will drive more aggressively and beep their horns more if they're late for work, which is kind of cool. It is kind of like a daft detail that I expect Rockstar to spend far too much money and time on doing. So yeah, sure, we can have that stuff. But yeah, I guess the main crux of this is it's going to at least be partly set in the 1970s, Miami, Florida, focused on a single male character. It will be about 60 hours long and is targeting 2023, which will be 10 years insanely after the launch of GTA 5.
Which is maybe lines up with what Strauss Zelnick said about they don't want to rush too much into the next main installment because they want to make sure that they get as much money out of GTA 5 as possible, which, considering it's still in the top 10 worldwide, 8 years on is a hell of a thing. I guess 6 years on if you go off the remastered version. But yes, let us know what you think down in the comments below of everything that we said about GTA 6. We know what you're thinking about it being ridiculous, but you never know, it might be true. So which bits do you want to see going forward? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I mean, Josh from WhatCulture.com.
I'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.